Alright. A little too much reverb here. Delay. Alright. Sorry. Lots of noise. That should help. Alright, still lots of delay. Is it? No, it looks alright. This is a little introduction with the steel tongue drums and some Korg beats. Having a lot of fun with the Korg beats lately in live looping. I had a chance to see a live looping show this weekend. It was quite inspiring to see. Hopefully there's not too much reverb here. I kind of hear it, but it might just be my system. This is just a quick introduction. I had the chance last week, and there's some effect going on here. Not too sure what's going on. Little bass, little filter. No, that's not a filter. I don't know. Shouldn't be too annoying. Plate reverb? No. Filter? No. This should be. Anyway. Hi everyone, this is DJ Damaru with Evolution Revolution. Unimagine. Welcome, Raxu, Ingrid, some dudes. Fog was in the room, Thrig. And everybody in the chat, as well as everybody listening from all over, wherever. There's a few listeners, 40 some listeners, and this is my, does it say? Doesn't say 100 and something show. Last weekend I was able to do some live looping during a yoga class. It was super exciting, using the steel tongue drum and synthesizers as well as the Korg beats. And just a couple days ago, I saw a show with a lot of people using loopings. They brought together different artists that use some sort of electronic effect samples, and violinist playing and singing with the digitact. So it was very fun to see, very, very fresh, a lot of improvisation, different feel. And I like that, very unpolished, not in a bad way, in a very human way, very human sharing their skill, using some machines, and that was really fun. So it inspired me to do more looping and live music. So tomorrow there'll be more during the meditation. Today I want to continue on the subject of the spiritual warfare. It's been a term that came in my writing. It was like spiritual warfare. I like the ring of that. Not that we need more war. In French it's more poetic. We say martial art, and martial spiritual, it's quite the mouthful. Les arts martiaux, instead of saying the les arts de la guerre. But anyway, I'm just thinking that in the world we live in, with a lot of the culture being, I find, abusive toward the working class, the commoners, the people, that we're abused on many levels, on an economic level and on a social political level and on a media level. And it's really hard to find, right information, proper information. It's really hard to really know what's going on. And you kind of have to give up, or to be completely brainwashed by one or the other extreme of reality. And it's becomes quite tiring and difficult to sustain a healthy mental health, a healthy living, a healthy balanced life. I find that spiritual practices are often just like a bit of a remedy at the end of the process, just to fix me up. When I was doing more Thai massage, I'm trained in Thai massage, people would just come in and be like, fix me. And I would be like, no, just fix yourself and I'll help you to fix yourself as you go. So I didn't do that for too many years, and then got a little tired by this people wanting you to fix them, and me being a yogi and being like, no, you kind of have to fix yourself first, and then I can help you with that. But I see that sometimes spiritual practices or meditation and yoga, I don't like the word spiritual in general, but meditation and yoga is used as, you know, you don't eat well, you have a hard life, you get abused through medias and cultural tension and all that, and then yoga and meditation come and fix the end a little bit to make you feel a little more better. A little more better. But when I think about the idea of spiritual warfare, I'm simply putting the yoga and meditation practice in a more active state where you can use these skills in order to defend and protect yourself, heal yourself, and when you feel that you're in a place where you need to counterattack or defeat a process, an enemy, and defeat a certain abuse, then you know how to do that. So I've been doing martial art as well for since high school, so over 30 years now or something. And really my kind of exploration now is to merge these two ideas. And martial art, I see it expanding not only in martial art, like doing kung fu and boxing, Thai boxing, karate, but also the game of Go, for example, being part of martial art training. So I've played the game of Go for many years for finding more strategy. And also the healing part. And in many, you know, kung fu movies, the kung fu or the martial art specialist often are doctors or a masseuse. In Zaito Chi, for example, he's a swordsman and a masseuse. But, you know, getting to that idea that if you know how to defeat somebody else, you know how to heal them as well. So for me, the idea of martial art is a strategy, consciousness, being part of what you are, and being able to heal yourself and others as well. So bringing that concept of martial art into the spirituality, it's not that, you know, spirituality is there to attack each other or, you know, this idea of voodoo where people make dolls and punch holes in the dolls to attack somebody else, or the witchcraft spell casting, or like the shaman attack and things like that. So just not relating only to this idea of spiritual warfare as an attack vector that you use on other people, but more of a full martial art take on spirituality. So the first week, 2 weeks ago, I started, and the first thing when you search about spiritual warfare online is a lot of Christian or Catholic texts that refer to building this toolkit, this armor, boots, and belt, and helmet, and chest plate, and the sword, and all having these different qualities of the spiritual warfare. So I looked into that a little bit just to see what they have to say. And so on the second show last week, I started observing or reading the Art of War, The Art of War from Sun Tzu. If you're on Gopher and checking my Gopher site, I'll have all these texts linked in there. The Art of War is also very easy to find online. So The Art of War is a book about war, and there's so many content, so many part of the book that can be relatable to spiritual life. And my goal here is not so much to be like, let me interpret this whole book for you and put a spiritual spin to it, but more of a, here's a guide that's about war, but that can be applied to your spiritual life. And it's more for to invite people to go and study the text for themselves. When I study spiritual texts or older texts like that, I find it very important to have your own personal take on a text, because everybody will have their own interpretation of a text. So, you know, it's good to have your own. Spiritual text will sound a certain way when you read it now, and then if you reread it 20 years from now, it'll be quite different. So often of these kind of original texts, they change as you change. So it's important to, if you go to read The Art of War now, it will tell you something. And then if you revisit that in a few years, it'll be different. And then applying that to your own practice will also be in a different way. So first show was about the Christian view of spiritual warfare and how that can be used. The second show was about the Art of War and some ideas of how the text can be used as well for spiritual practice. Now I will be looking into the Zen and martial art, as well as opening up a little bit on the yogic and Hindu tradition. So let's start in music a little bit this morning with Fortet, their album called Tree, and the song called So Blue. Thank you. This was a Fortet with the song Sue Blues, and I think their latest album called Three. Most of my music comes from bleep.com. It's a if you're on Linux and want to not bother with weird download tools or just DRM free music that you just download, and they keep your library bleep, and they package the zip file of FLAC or WAV or whatever version you want. You can just log in back, download your music back if needed years down the road. It's a nice site, bleep.com. I'm not sponsored by them. bleep.com. Bleep, bleep.com. Let's put a link in. Oh, that's not the link button. That's okay. Oh, I don't know if this is working. Anyway. So, yeah. You're listening to DJ Damaru, Evolution Revolution. What I've been researching and writing and reading about lately is spiritual warfare. Started 3 weeks ago, well, about a month ago, and writing about it. A couple weeks ago, started the show on Christianity and spiritual warfare. Last week, I was looking into The Art of War, the book, and applying that to a spiritual practice. This week, I was looking into Zen and martial art. The teacher, the writer, the monk, Taisen de Shimaru. What's the name of his master? Kodosawaki, I can't remember now. Does he say it here? Anyway. Taisen de Shimaru started a lineage or a school of Zen Buddhism in France, and in Montreal they have a dojo there, and that's where not my earliest meditation practice, but one of the dojo I practiced very young there, and they're very traditional Soto Zen, toward the wall where you get hit with a stick when you ask for her, and just all these things that makes it very colorful practice. Anyway, Taisen de Shimaru, I'm not sure if he wrote in English, but definitely in French. And I only have a couple books from him. The Zen Buddhism book is really very good, where you have a whole explanation of what is Zen Buddhism, as well as two of the main texts, the Sandokai and another one, I can't remember the name now, but anyway, he wrote a second book, probably more than that, but one of the books that I have from him is Zen and Martial Art. And so I thought that would probably be a good reading for this idea of spiritual warfare. But the book is more about how Zen has influenced the martial art. He starts the book saying that Buddhism and Shintoism has kind of made it possible to create Bushido. The Bushido is the way of the samurai. And similarly to the spiritual warfare in Christianity, you have also these kind of 7 point of Bushido. They're not related, but it's just, I find it interesting when you have these kind of tools or these foundation, and they kind of have a similar feel to each other. I like to always kind of observe the different spiritual practices and religion and things like that, and draw a common point between them. I find it, I have the faith that most religion are aiming toward the same thing, and we're all saying the thing in a different sauce or a different spice. Anyway, the way of the Bushido, there's 7 point. I'll be translating live, so it might be sounding a little weird, but Gi, there's 7 point. One of them is, the first one is Gi. Equanimity, the truth, and the decision of truth. When you have to die, you have to die. So this is, you know, a Japanese saying. you know when you're born and you can decide when you die. And apart from that, there's nothing else to know. So this idea of Gi, it's to be clear about reality. In Buddhism, it's often shown with a sword. So the second point of the 7 point, the first one is Gi, the second one is Yu, the third is Jin, the fourth is Rei, fifth is Makoto, the sixth is Melyo, and the seventh is Chugi. The second one, Yu, is braveness, heroism. The Jin, the number three, it's this universal love, this compassion toward everything, the whole humanity. Rei is behavior, right behavior, which is a foundational point. So to have the right behavior. Makoto is sincerity. Melyo is the honor. And Chugi is devotion. And so it's interesting to have this kind of Bushido. And these are the 7 points of Bushido. And they can be applied to being a warrior, I assume, as well. Well, it's the warrior plays there. And but it's completely applicable to your spiritual life. So, in this book, The Zen of the Martial Art, it's not so much about how can I use my spiritual tools in order to defend, protect myself, heal myself, and maybe counterattack if needed in order to protect my life and people around me. But it's more of a how Zen and spirituality has influenced martial art throughout the history, and that how Zen is really part of really what is to be a warrior. And from that, I think it's important to do the other way around too. How can the spiritual life influence martial art? But how does martial art and strategy can influence a spiritual life? So when you feel that, you know, your energy is being drained by something from the outside world, sometimes you have to find a strategy in order to balance that out, to protect and to, you know, create a bit of a technical practice, a strategical practice, a spiritual practice